This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The Israeli-Hamas truce in Gaza has been extended by 2 additional days, officials are saying. Under the agreement, Hamas will release 10 hostages each day in exchange for Israel releasing Palestinian detainees. That's according to a senior Israeli advisor. The initial 4-day truce had been slated to end today. In an interview, Liz Neftali says her niece, 4-year-old Abigail Adon, benefited from having a woman with her during her time as a hostage in Gaza.
We're thrilled that she is released. Abigail was held hostage with a mother and her 3 kids. And that was a blessing because she had a woman, a mother who could hold her and comfort her in the darkness for 50 days.
A Russian court has extended the detention of a U.S. journalist until January of next year. AP correspondent Kieran Chalmers reports.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich, who was arrested on espionage charges, will continue to be detained until January the 30th, according to Russian news agencies. Gerskovich was detained in March in the Russian city of Yekaterinburg, which is about 1,200 miles east of Moscow. He has been accused by Russia's Federal Security Service of collecting information that constituted a state secret about the activities of one of the enterprises of the Russian military-industrial complex. Gerskovich and his employer, the Wall Street Journal, deny the allegations, and the U.S. government has declared him to be wrongfully detained. I'm Karen Chamas.
Indian rescuers broke through rocks and debris on Tuesday to reach 41 construction workers trapped in a collapsed tunnel in the Himalayas for 17 days. For more stories, please visit us online. This is VOA News. Pope Francis, who is recovering from a lung inflammation, will attend the COP28 climate meeting in Dubai as planned. That's what the Vatican said Tuesday. Spokesman Matteo Bruni, briefing reporters on the 3-day visit, which begins Friday, said Francis will deliver one of the keynote speeches on Saturday and will have bilateral meetings the same day with about 30 people, including about 20 heads of state. In other environmental news, tensions are bubbling up in parts of the U.S. state of Arizona over groundwater and who gets to use it. AP correspondent Donna Warder has that story.
La Paz County Supervisor Holly Irwin says some neighbors are complaining that their backyard wells have dried up since an agribusiness from the United Arab Emirates began farming alfalfa in the county to send back home.
You have foreign companies that are here taking the water. They're taking advantage of the fact that there is lack of regulation here.
Gary Sater of the Wyndon Domestic Water Improvement District says Arizona has no idea how much water is being pulled from the aquifer by farms.
In 1957, the water level below the surface where we're standing was 107 feet. So in other words, you drilled 107 feet to touch water. Today it's 542 feet.
Experts say tensions are inevitable as international companies increasingly look to faraway places like Arizona to feed their own populations. I'm Donna Warder.
20 people were killed and nearly 2,000 inmates escaped during a weekend attack on a military barracks, a prison, and other locations in Sierra Leone. That's what officials are saying. Reuters' Almond Lee reports.
Gunfire was heard ringing out across Freetown as assailants targeted a military barracks, a prison, and other locations. An army spokesperson told Reuters that the 20 dead included 13 soldiers, 3 assailants, a police officer, a civilian, and someone working in private security. The government has since reduced an all-day curfew to a nightly one, and police were checking vehicles at checkpoints. Shops and businesses started to reopen on Monday afternoon, but the fear among residents remains.
Greece's government on Tuesday accused Britain of showing a lack of respect by abruptly canceling a meeting between their leaders at short notice in a dispute over ancient Greek sculptures brought to Britain in the early 19th century, which Greece wants back. For more stories, please visit us online at voanews.com. You can also follow the Voice of America on social media. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.